Okay, panel, time for some questions for you. Roxanne, back to the protests against Denmark over those cartoons for a moment. In a sign that governments are pretty much the same all over the world, Iran's Commerce Ministry has called for changing the name of what?
Does this have anything to do with the cartoons?
Well, it does. It has to do with the controversy.
Changing the name of the controversy.
I wasn't aware that the controversy had a name.
No, but it seems to be a time-honored governmental trick if there's a controversy coming up with a new name.
This is a gesture of protest.
If I'm not wrong, it's not unlike when we couldn't get France to join the coalition of the thrilling,
and
right?
And what did we do to them, exactly?
They're changing the name of, like, say, Danish cheese. Danishes!
Danishes! Danish. They're not going to call them Danishes anymore.
Danishes, that's right.
This is true. Showing that the West has no monopoly on ridiculous petty gestures, the Iranian Commerce Ministry has recommended that from now on, Danish pastries in Iran be given a new name. They suggest one that's after a flower that is in turn named after Muhammad. And while
the Muhammad flower?
I don't know exactly, but it's something like Muhammad. And while we're all for religious tolerance and respect, we don't understand how commuters running into the Tehran equivalent of Dunkin' Donuts and asking for two cheese Muhammads is going to help anybody.
I just love the idea that up until recently, you could get a Danish in Tehran.
I love that, too.
Didn't know it.
I didn't know that. I mean, why are they called Danish, for example?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I once read an abbreviated version. I'm sorry, but this is just the funniest use of the word I've ever come across. An abbreviated version of the Beowulf epic in like four lines of poetry, and the first two lines were, "Monster Grendel's tastes were plainish. Breakfast, just a couple Danish."
And you got two lines left to get to the end of the epic?
I know. Adam, Russia has been doing pretty well since the collapse of the Soviet Empire.
Sure.
Give or take.
Right.
Now it's facing a crisis that may end that nation as we know it. Russia is running out of what?
Vodka?
Right.
Wow.
The problem is not a lack of alcohol. It's a shortage of stamps. Under a new law that went into effect this year, every bottle of vodka must have an official stamp from the government to be sold. But the government neglected to make the stamps.
Oh, no.
If something doesn't happen soon, Russians will be reduced to complete sobriety by the end of the month. And the world has never before confronted the threat of a completely sober Russia.
They're just going to have a really bad headache, and they'll want coffee in the Danish. And then all hell's going to break loose.
They're just going to keep telling China to stop being so loud. Keep it down. Drunk. Drunk. Drunk.